News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good evening. We are expecting clear skies through the overnight, temperatures in the upper 40s. It's 8:30. I'm Raymond Newport, WSAU News. A special school board meeting in the Wausau School District continues tonight. Earlier this evening, the school board voted to return control over school concerts to local school principals. WSAU News Director Larry Lee is there, and apparently they have gone into public comment. What are you seeing at this point?
We're seeing a lot more of the same. We are seeing one after another going to the podium and telling the board how unhappy they are with the recent actions that would possibly limit music in the programs, as well as their unhappiness with how the board and the administration handled this entire issue. In fact, Bruce Trueblood spoke a few minutes ago, and he also brought up a point that he would like to see even further action, because he still believes that the classes should start with a prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance, and he's offended that we didn't even start this meeting with a Pledge of Allegiance. If you go on to other speakers, we have several that are really critical of the superintendent, including Pastor James Engel, who was offended by the superintendent's comment of sometimes logic being trumped by emotion. He said that it is time for an immediate performance evaluation of our superintendent after clearly going through the pages of documents from the Wausau school system, which defines the board's duties and the superintendent's duties.
Does it look like the board will be getting out anytime soon?
No. There's still a heavy list of people to speak before the board, and the crowd is not going away. They are here to hear every bit of it.
That's WSAU News Director Larry Lee. If there are any other major updates, you'll hear about them here on the radio and on our Twitter channel at WSAU. Both sides are continuing to talk following today's White House meeting between President Obama and House Republicans towards ending the federal government shutdown and a looming debt crisis. Republicans have proposed a six-week increase in the federal debt ceiling. A White House statement describes the session as a good meeting, but claims, quote, no specific determination had been made. And an American hero has died tonight. NASA astronaut Scott Carpenter, who was the second American to circle the Earth, died at the age of 88 following a stroke. Let's take a look at the Newsline 9 weather forecast for central Wisconsin. We are expecting patchy fog through the overnight, otherwise clear skies, low around 47. Sunny skies on Friday, some gusty winds, a high near 73. A chance of showers through the overnight Friday, cloudy with a low around 56. Sunny skies on Saturday with a high near 65. That's your news. I'm Raymond Newport on central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.